We're talking some $443 million. It's a serious figure for a small country like this. And our Deputy Prime Minister, Moana Kakassis, has said it's equivalent to more than 64% of the gross domestic product of the country. So it is a huge figure. But anyone that lived through that cyclone, as I did, and saw the amazing devastation thereafter, would not be surprised at that figure at all. Areas like the island of Tanna were so close to being totally wiped out, it wasn't funny, in terms of all structures. And in some of these islands, we're not talking about very significant structures, but they're people's homes, people's schools, and in some cases, of course, their businesses. In places like Port Vila, there's still a lot of repair work going on, and we see it every day when you drive around. So I find that figure is not too surprising. Now, some other interesting statistics that have come out in recent days are that it indirectly and directly affected the livelihoods of about 40,800 households, or some 195,000 people, and a total of 504,050 work days, or 1.6 billion vatu of personal income, has been lost.
With such a huge natural disaster, what's your understanding of how these figures have been calculated? How have they managed to put a number on the scale of the damage from Cyclone Pam?
Oh, I think it's across the board. It's buildings, it's infrastructure. I mean, well over 90% of people's crops were destroyed in many of the islands. And that's where these figures start to build up. We still are a very major subsistence farming nation here, but that's still people's livelihood, and in some cases it still hasn't come back to normal even 5 months later.
Yeah, just on that, how is the recovery going?
Recovery's good. We've just had a group of major travel agents from the wholesale sector tour here from Australia, and they're pleased and quite happy to recommend that people come back and holiday and say Vanuatu is ready for business. From a little sort of personal side of things, our garden where I live was totally destroyed pretty much, and yet we saw the greening start to come back within 3 weeks. The way this place has recovered, and I guess it's because we're a tropical nation, is nothing short of remarkable. The people are very resilient. We've had massive overseas aid, but there's still a lot of work going on. My newspaper that comes out tomorrow will have three different stories in it about schools that are being rebuilt just around Port Vila.
On to some other developments in Vanuatu politics. We understand the Foreign Minister and other MPs have been directed in court not to travel internationally in the next few weeks. Why has that ruling been made?
Well, the judge who's going to be in charge of this rather large case, the bribery case involving some 19 MPs and one well-known businessman, is an African-born judge, Justice Mary Say. And at her latest hearing on Tuesday, she literally read the Riot Act and made it very clear who was in charge. She said the trial is set down for the first 2 weeks, September, and it will be heard in that period. Various lawyers who were representing these MPs stood up and made sort of comments about my client will be at a summit meeting in so-and-so and my client will be somewhere else. And she put them all down and said, they will not. They will be here in Port Vila at this court, or else I'll issue arrest warrants.
Okay, so what are the implications specifically for the Foreign Minister? I understand that that might mean he can't attend the Pacific Islands Forum meeting in PNG.
Yep, she said that absolutely. His lawyer said that he was due to be in Port Moresby, and she said that won't be possible. His first priority is to be here. These are very serious charges.
This follows the PM, Sato Kilman, not attending the Melanesian Spearhead Group meeting in Honiara recently. What are the implications in a geopolitical sense if the Foreign Minister is not able to attend?
I don't know that there's much of a precedent for it, but I suppose when a Supreme Court justice orders it, there's not a lot of choice either. This is an unusual trial, certainly by Vanuatu standards, and she made it clear she will accept no excuses whatsoever. Mr. Kilman's absence was probably slightly more political and on different grounds altogether. He certainly wasn't under any order from any judge.
No, it wasn't related to legal proceedings. We should make that clear. But yes, go on.
I don't know what the political ramifications are that the people at this summit meeting will just have to accept. Her argument was that there were other people in his department that could represent him, and I suppose reasonably that is the case. I think what we're seeing is that this particular judge has a terrific reputation, and because she was dealing with such a large group of government ministers and politicians, she was really out to make a point about who was in charge, and she certainly made that point. I mean, at one stage, some of the lawyers were calling their clients the Honourable so-and-so, and she knocked that on the head and said, we're all the same here, don't call them by that name. So she was making a very strong point, but the judiciary in this country could certainly do with a shake-up in the direction that she's certainly going to take this case.